Good morning. It's June 6th. The date, forgot to look up the time. Okay, it's gonna be that day, is it? It's let's see the clock. 7:54 a.m. on 6/6/16. I'm trying to take it easy on the legs today. Saturday it was calves. Sunday it was thighs. Tomorrow it'll be wings. Anyway, I'm out. I'm walking. I've been working. Mostly what I have been doing is doing back office stuff. Editing. I'm still trying to work through the galley on Ashes. I haven't got through that yet. I'm about a third of the way. One good push would probably put me through it, and then I can incorporate all of the changes from the markup and from Doreen and get that book working, the paperback. I've got a lot of changes to all the books. South Coast has got a ton of changes, and I have to thank Doreen for going through that book with a fine-tooth comb. Oh, God. So, it's Monday again. I have therapy at 9, then I get to do a grocery shop. And then my goal is to get something going. Last week was, I don't know, maybe last week was just a recovery week. Everybody was sort of limping along all week long. Not just me, everybody. The whole house. And then yesterday we had a bit of bad news. The elder progeny went to work and discovered that her last day had been her last day. Nobody thought to tell her, apparently. I'm not exactly sure. She said that she didn't have any hours on the schedule, but just thought that was an oversight. It was an oversight, but it was the wrong oversight. The oversight was, we forgot to tell you. So yeah, you got up, had breakfast, got dressed, dragged your ass in here, got changed into your working clothes, and then thought to tell you, oh, wait, you're not supposed to be here anymore. So that was a bit traumatic. But I'm not feeling too bad. I've spent too much time playing. I need to spend some quality time with the word processor and get Milk Run done and out. I need to get Ashes done and out. I need to get South Coast converted over and get all of the changes incorporated there. That will be the last. South Coast is the last book I don't have a paperback version of. But anyway, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. Trying to break out of a years-long habit, I think. I'd really like to develop a new habit where I actually sit down, open up the word processor, close everything else, turn on my writing lamp, the writing lamp is lit, and I did use that this week, and it does still work, it still has power. People tend to leave me alone when the writing lamp is lit. I started, I really can't talk about that one. I was going to say, I started a new project, but I can't. It would be inappropriate for me to discuss it yet. I'll have to edit that one. What else do I want to talk about today? I don't know. I really don't want to talk about, I don't really want to talk about too much. Don't really have a lot to talk about. I could talk about EVE Online. I could talk about the recurring opportunity to gain 10,000 skill points once a day per account. So you log in, kill one rat, you get 10,000 skill points. 10,000 skill points isn't a lot. But for low-skill players trying to expand their utility, 10,000 skill points will get you a couple of levels of new skills, which is pretty significant out of the scheme of things. And it doesn't cost me $20 a month to do it. Good morning. It's certainly a lot less than you get for having a subscribed account. It's less than if you've got a multi-character training thing going on. But for a secondary character, for somebody who's just sort of putzing about, it's a nice little bonus. I could talk about Minecraft. I'm using, what is it, Infinity Evolved? A modded Minecraft via the Curse client, and I'm spending probably, no, that's not probably about it, I'm spending too much time playing modded Minecraft. The thing about modded Minecraft over vanilla is you come to a point in vanilla where there's not a lot left to do. Once you've got food, once you've explored a little bit, killing the Ender Dragon is considered the end game, and it's difficult to do in vanilla. It's not that tough in the mod pack I'm using, other than you have to find the stronghold, you have to find the dragon and not get pushed off into the void. Rather a pain. Big excitement here. Good morning. Good morning. Lady with the puppy and a Scotty dog. They were very, very busy. Apparently, some dog peed in the bushes right there. So they did too. So I am hungry. I don't know what I'm going to do for breakfast. That's something I think about. Oh, I was talking about Infinity Evolved. It's a good pack. It's got a lot of good balance. It's got a lot of different mods in it. So it's got plants. It's got different food. The different food is a bit of a pain in the butt because you can't move without running into these seeds, and you're always trying to sort out seeds. And most of them work, but they don't work very well. And you can improve them with a little bit of time and a little bit of skill. And you can get them so they work well. And then there's Botania. Botania is a magic system based on druids, on plants and growing things. And there's some interesting tools that you can use, that you can use it to create. But like a lot of things, it takes time. So you start a process going and then let it run while you do something else, and then get that process going and let it run while you do something else. And some of it is mechanical, so it takes power. It takes redstone flux, which is basically electricity. And there are lots of ways to generate redstone flux, from the very cheap, very small amounts to really large amounts. And some of the tools, some of the machines require huge amounts, fast, monstrous amounts of power. Which are kind of fun. But I find myself just gaining power for power's sake, getting material for material's sake, and not actually doing anything with it. So trying to be a little more circumspect about what I take on in terms of projects, in terms of material. Charcoal is a biggie. I need a lot of charcoal. You need charcoal to do all kinds of things. It's a good low-level fuel by itself. You can turn it into torches. You can feed plants with it. I'm feeding plants with it at the moment. If you burn it, you can turn it into graphite, and you need graphite to make reactors. and turbines, which are the big kahuna in terms of power. The big one was learning how to make angel wings so that I can fly. Flight is so much nicer than even riding horses. To begin with, you don't fall in holes, and you also don't have to, you can get out of the way of attackers, because most of them are ground-based. Most of them are close range, so jump up in the air, use your crossbow, and pick them off. Boom, done. Anyway, Monday morning, almost 8:15, I've got 30 minutes before I have to leave. I don't know if I have time to fix something and eat it. Perhaps a breakfast burrito. Summer. It's June. I need to get going. If I'm going to meet my sales goal, I've got to get new books out. And I really do want to make my sales goal. We've invested all of our ready cash. I need to find more cash. And the way you do that is sell more books. And the way I do that is write more books. So all of you out there can buy them. I want to talk about Sentinel Michael. What the hell is his name? Sure, I know it. Talked about him the other day. Sentinel, anyway, Starship Blackbeard, Michael. Anyway, Michael's new book, I went through the sample and like nothing flat. I've started reading the actual book itself. It looks like it's probably another novella. Looks like it's going to follow. It's in the set in the same universe as Starship Blackbeard. It's great. It's very, very fun. Very pulpy. Very British Navy. Still very much fun. I'm enjoying it immensely. I recommend it. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.